I just came back from our local farmers market here in Santa Clarita, which was located in a parking lot at the university down the street. And I my typical purchases were hummus and pita bread and lamb shawarma, and not typical farmers market purchases, but there you are. And it's interesting, as of maybe 20 years ago or so, most of these sorts of, these farmers markets had sort of faded out in urban areas, at least. And then they started making a resurgence as people, I think, were, searching for opportunities that just seemed more sort of grassroots, if I can use that term, to gather. Not that people are gathering to meet people there, but it's an opportunity for passive human interaction, just like Facebook, interestingly enough. And it's one of the reasons I think that places like Starbucks have become so popular, because they also recreated a place to gather with other humans, not necessarily interact with them. Sometimes you do, but they, they had the idea of coffee shops that sort of faded out as places to gather. And even if you look at shopping malls, many of them have been redesigned to resemble those popular boulevards where people, 40 or 50 or 60 years ago used to walk up and down and shop and see friends. And, there's been a lot of places in LA that have been redesigned, in Pasadena and Santa Monica, to sort of recreate that atmosphere. In some cases, the streets are totally closed off and they've become, total pedestrian malls. So, it reflects, a desire, I think, for people to be around other people, to interact or passively interact, which explains the popularity of things like Facebook. I mean, everybody talks about Facebook and the idea of sort of passively interacting as something new, but when you really think about it, it just continues a real world, if I can use the term real world, not that I draw a distinction, but it continues that trend. Anyway, just a thought. I will talk to you later.